the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of Saint Faustina Kowalska is a life full of love and mercy. She wanted the mercy of God to shine in her life in all its splendor, and God chose her to be an apostle and messenger of His mercy in the world. Jesus appeared to her frequently and ordered her to paint an image of Him as she saw Him, with two rays, white and red, coming out of His heart. It is the well-known image of the Lord of the Divine Mercy. Jesus taught her the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy, also called the Divine Mercy Chaplet, to pray especially for sinners and dying people, promising many blessings to those who prayed it, and also to those who are the Apostles of Mercy. God gave her great charisms to fulfill her mission, but above all, He gave her a total surrender and trusting abandonment to His love, making her capable of bearing the great sufferings of her pulmonary tuberculosis. Through her, Jesus requested the institution of the Feast of Mercy in the Church the Sunday after Easter. Pope St. John Paul II instituted it. Pope St. John Paul II was very devoted to Sister Faustina since he was young and worked in a factory. Sister Faustina tells us about purgatory and about some souls who presented themselves to her and asked her for prayers to get out of purgatory soon, because there the soul suffers more than it can suffer in this life. She tells us, "In April 1926, I saw my guardian angel, who told me to follow him. At one point, I found myself in a hazy place, full of fire, and there was a multitude of suffering souls there. The souls were praying with great fervor, but without efficacy for themselves. Only we can help them. The flames that burned them did not touch me. My guardian angel did not abandon me for a single moment. I asked these souls what was their greatest torment, and they answered me unanimously that their greatest torment was longing for God. I saw the Mother of God visiting souls in purgatory. The souls call Mary the Star of the Sea. The Virgin Mary brings them relief. I, referring to Sister Faustina, wanted to talk to them more. However, my guardian angel signaled me to leave. We came out of that prison of suffering. I heard an inner voice that told me, my mercy does not want it, but justice demands it. From that moment on, I am more closely united with suffering souls. Once I was called to the judgment of God, I immediately saw the whole state of my soul as God sees it. I saw clearly everything that does not please God. I didn't know that even the smallest faults must be held accountable to our Lord Jesus Christ. What a moment! Who can describe it? To present yourself in front of the three times holy. Jesus asked me, "Who are you?" I replied, "Your servant, Lord. You are in debt for a day of fire in purgatory." I wanted to throw myself immediately into the flames of the fire of purgatory, but Jesus stopped me and said, "What do you prefer, to suffer now for a day or for a short time on earth?" I answered, "Jesus, I want to suffer in purgatory and I want to suffer the greatest torments on earth, even if it is until the end of the world." Jesus said, "One thing is enough. You will come down to earth and you will suffer a lot, but for a short time, and you will fulfill my will and my wishes. A faithful servant of mine will help you to fulfill it. Now put your head on my chest, on my heart, and from it draw strength for all the sufferings, because you will not find relief or help or consolation anywhere else. You should know that you are going to suffer a lot, but don't let this scare you. I am with you." When we got to the novitiate, a sister was dying. A few days later, this sister, now deceased, came and she told me to go to the Mother Superior and tell her that her confessor, Father Raspan, would celebrate a holy mass and offer three prayers for her. At first I consented, but the next day I thought that I would not go to the Mother Superior because I did not quite understand if it had been a dream or reality. And I did not go. The following night the same thing happened, but more clearly. However, the next morning, I decided not to tell Mother Superior. I would tell the Mother Superior only when I saw her during the day. A moment later, I found the deceased sister in the corridor, and she reproached me that I had not gone immediately to talk to the Mother Superior, and my soul was filled with great concern. So I immediately went to the Mother Superior and told her everything that had happened. The Mother Superior said she would fix it. Immediately, peace returned to my soul. When Sister Dominica died, around 1 o'clock in the morning, she came to see me and told me that she had died. I prayed for her fervently. The next morning, the sisters told me that she had already died. I replied that I already knew because she had come to see me. The nurse sister asked me to help to dress Sister Dominica. At one point, I stayed with her. The Lord revealed to me that she was still suffering in purgatory. I redoubled my prayers for her. But despite the fervor with which I always pray for the deceased sisters, I confused the days, and instead of offering 3 days of prayers, as prescribed by the rule, I mistakenly offered 2. On the 4th day, the deceased sister reminded me that I still owed her some prayers and that she needed them. I immediately made the intention of offering a whole day for her, but not only that day, but more, as the love for your neighbor suggested to me. On the afternoon of November 2, 1936, after Vespers, I went to the cemetery. After praying for a moment, I saw one of our sisters who told me, "We are in the chapel." I understood that I should go to the chapel and pray there to acquire indulgences. The next day, during Holy Mass, I saw 3 white doves that rose from the altar to heaven. I understood that not only these 3 dear souls that I had seen went to heaven, but also many others who had died outside of our institute. Oh, how good and merciful is the Lord! On the evening of July 9, 1937, another of the deceased sisters came to me and asked me for a day of fasting, and on that day I would offer all of the practices of piety for her. I replied that I agreed. The next day, the first thing in the morning, I expressed the intention of offering everything for that sister. During the Holy Mass, for a moment, I lived her torment. I felt in my soul such great hunger for God that it seemed to me that I was dying from the desire to unite myself to Him. That lasted for a moment, but I understood such a vivid desire of the souls in purgatory. Immediately after Holy Mass, I asked Mother Superior for permission to fast. However, I did not receive it because I was ill. As I entered the chapel, I heard these words, "If you, sister, had fasted, I would have received relief only tonight. But because of the obedience that has forbidden you to fast, I have received relief immediately." Obedience has great power. After these words, I heard, "May God pay you." Today, November 1st, 1937, after Vespers, the procession went to the cemetery. I couldn't go because I was on duty at the door, but that didn't stop me from praying for the dear souls. When the procession returned from the cemetery to the chapel, my soul felt the presence of many souls. I understood the great justice of God and that everyone has to pay every last penny. One night, one of the deceased sisters came to me, who had come to see me a few times before. The first time I saw her in a state of great suffering. Later, the sufferings were less and less, and that night I saw her resplendent with happiness, and she told me that she was already in paradise. She told me that God tested this house, referring to the convent, with that tribulation because the Mother General had doubted by not believing what I had said about this soul. But now, as a sign that she was now in heaven, God will bless this house. The soul then approached me, hugged me cordially, and said, "I have to go now. I understood how close is the union among the three stages of the life of souls, that is, earth, purgatory, heaven." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.